Hurrah!
Hurrah!
We are in studio with none other than Ultraviolet. Hello.
Hello. How you going?
I'm great. We're having a great show, and thank you for finishing it up. I'm excited for this interview.
Yes.
Alrighty, Josh.
That song that just played was by you. That was you. By you.
Yes.
You.
On RDU. On RDU. Look at that. How good. Which is the track nominated for the RDU Magnets Technology Awards.
Woo!
Congratulations on that. Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the track?
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, it's been a long time coming to come out.
Mm.
It only came out, I think, 2 months ago, but yep. I made the track about 2 years ago.
Oh,
started
wow.
it 2 years ago, so it's been a long time in the works. Mm-hmm. And Ben, who runs Echo Trains, he's been like getting me, really pushing me to try and get it out.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time in the works, but we actually before we released it, we went and actually revisited it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and had a look at some of the how it was made, and then thought, we might change a few things, and then yeah, ended up being a bit of a different track from when it first originally was made.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Cool, very nice. You're a Christchurch local, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yep.
Congratulations, me
yeah.
too.
congrats. Even, what school did you go to?
even from our, you don't have to answer.
No.
Even from our more limited perspective, it feels like there's a lot of really cool music coming out of Christchurch at the moment.
Oh yeah.
What do you think it is about the city that's producing so many sick artists?
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest. I think from what I've heard from a lot of older people as well, it's goes back quite far for in the last 20 to 30 years, ever since electronic music's really been around. There's been bigger artists coming out of Christchurch, I think.
Yeah.
And I guess everyone here is quite supportive across different genres even.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not many places in the world where you get, house and techno DJs going to dubstep shows and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's a pretty special place where people, I think, are a bit more open because it's such a small place.
Mm.
Well, not too small, but yeah, small enough that people have to work together a lot more, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. 100%. Tell us a little bit how you got involved in the music scene to start. Was it something you slowly got involved with, or has music always been a passion of yours?
Yeah, well, when I was about 14, 15, 16, started listening to electronic music, and then obviously when I hit 18, was allowed into clubs finally. And,
yeah,
that was a long wait, but yeah, when I turned 18, started going to Ducks Live, going to all the shows there, and that just blew my mind. And yeah, since then, just did everything I could to try and get involved. And there was thankfully some promoters that were, that picked me up and put me out there, and then since then it's really been just fallen into each new show, really. Just people seeing me at one show and then ask me to play a different show.
Nice. How good.
Yeah.
What a very, very fun train of events there.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows, what do you have coming up in the future? You mentioned before you've got a couple festivals coming up over New Year's.
I'm playing at Twisted Frequency at New Year's. So I'll be there most of the time. And
cool.
then after that, I'm also at Electric Ave, which I'm really stoked about.
Nice.
Really happy
about
that'll
be sick.
Really looking forward to it. I think I'm playing on the RDU stage, so that'll be
cool.
Really good.
We'll see you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably be there behind the scenes, hopefully still, sober enough to understand what's going on.
We'll see.
You're also, speaking of coming up very soon, you're guesting on Percy's show right after this
exactly.
today.
Yep.
Do you want to tell the people a little bit what they can expect from that?
10 o'clock we'll be on. We're going to try and do a bit of everything, but we're doing back-to-back the whole time because we're actually going to do back-to-back at Twisted Frequency as well, I think.
Nice.
So
sick.
Me and Percy, so it's a bit of a practice for them. So
cool.
We'll be 2 hours of everything. We'll be trying to get a whole lot of variation in there.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Do you have any final words for the RDU listeners at home or wherever they are?
No, just make sure you vote for me or any of the other incredible artists on the technology award and the roundup as well.
Nice.
There's some incredible artists on there
for sure.
So humbled to be on there.
It's always fun seeing the which people come in say vote for me and which people say vote for me whoever else.
Yeah,
you know,
we should keep a
it's
tally.
A fun yeah we should keep a tally of like who's like only me. All right, sick. Thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.